I'm Michelle Long. Time for Daily Market Wrap this Thursday, March 14, 2024. Asian markets struggled for direction on Thursday as investors await U.S. Producer Price Index for more clues on the Federal Reserve's rate cut path. Gains in South Korea were offset by losses in Hong Kong and China, while Japanese stocks were also up, supported by an advance in shares of commodity companies and a slight weakness in the yen. Commodities on a run, with copper up to 11-month highs, oil enjoying its biggest gain in about a month, and gold steady. Here at home, the PSE index closed flat at 69.67. La Soledad of China Bank expects the index to retest the 7,000 level again.
But I think the improving value turnover, even at higher levels, suggests that a lot of investors want to stay in the market. Right now, the market is very strong. We have a very strong uptrend since last year. We've been registering weekly gains for, I think, about past 7 weeks.
Okay.
And considering today's price action, you know, we think that there's a chance to retest the 7,000 level any tomorrow.
While Regina Capital's Luis Limlingan cites positioning ahead of the FTSE rebalancing. In corporate stories, C2 and chippy maker Universal Robina posts a 12% decline in full-year 2023 profit to 12.8 billion pesos, citing high base effect from the previous year due to a land sale. Minus the one-offs, core net income is up 6%, driven by operating income growth thanks to strategic pricing moves and cost-cutting measures. Tempering those would be higher interest rates. The Gokongwei-led company also notes the branded consumer foods and the agro-industrial and commodities businesses continued their momentum into the fourth quarter, growing sequentially versus the previous quarter. In other news, Double Dragon breaks ground for its Hotel 101 project in Madrid, Spain. The 680-room Hotel 101 also signing the construction contract with Ferrovial Construction, one of the largest in Spain, with work slated to begin next month and completed by the end of 2025. This means Hotel 101 Madrid can open in time for the start of Madrid F1 Grand Prix happening right beside the facility. The Hotel 101 project is slated to become one of the top five largest hotels in Madrid. And finally, Alson's consolidated resources of the Alcantara Group posts a 22% growth in full-year bottom line at 2.3 billion pesos, citing the growing demand for power in its core markets in Mindanao. It notes participation in the wholesale electricity spot market on the island has also opened additional revenue streams. While it looks forward to the Visayas market, which it officially entered last year, the 95.2 megawatt baseload backup power plant project in Bohol. Meanwhile, its board has also approved the issuance of new short-term commercial papers worth up to 3 billion pesos to be issued in one or more tranches. And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.